is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time once again here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News is brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and restaurant presenting Chris Porter. Thursday through Sunday. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information. Item number one. Just outside Detroit.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah. Outside Detroit, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Police responded to a 911 call of a reported robbery. Rolled up on a black Jeep, no doors, men getting out. Subject appeared to be armed and appeared to be robbing a guy driving an Aston Martin. If you know anything about cars, that's an expensive car.
Yeah.
An Aston Martin.
Yeah. So what's that doing in Detroit?
I know.
Detroit, baby. That's right.
Aston to be robbed.
Yeah. Officers approached. The man turned. Man turned toward the cops, still holding what appeared to be a weapon. An officer then fired 3 shots. I guess none of them hit the guy. Huh. Upon further investigation, it turned out the suspects weren't actually robbing anybody. They were doing a video shoot. Gangster.
Oh.
Gangster. They had no permits, no license. Police shut the video shoot down, arrested 3 of the participants. 2 had been in the Jeep. The driver of the Aston Martin. They will be, what charges they may face, along with their ages, not immediately available. Not clear what happened when the cop shot at the guy.
But if he had gotten hit, that would have been actual, like, street cred, right?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah. That goes in the video.
Yeah. We include that part.
That's right.
Well, he fired 3 shots and apparently didn't hit anybody.
They were warning shots.
There's no such thing.
Stormtrooper logic?
No, there's no warning shots.
Let's see.
You take that, you shoot. Yeah. You're shooting to kill him.
They don't just shoot once in Detroit.
You might as well shoot 15 times.
Might as well. Yeah.
One's as good as the aim is to stop that.
It's questionable.
I need that behavior to stop.
It's the Matrix.
Yeah.
Lean back.
Maybe that's what happened. Wow.
That's bizarre.
You got to tell people when you're doing that. We told a story recently of the guys that were doing, they were making some sort of a movie, and they had these little personal helicopters, and they were landing on the roof of the convention center next door. We're calling the cops like, what the hell is happening? Mm. They were making a movie. They had to go explain to someone. The police did show up to ask them questions.
Huh.
I mean, that was crazy. Where do you get those little things? Those, like James Bond looking thing. That's item number one, gangster.
Item number two. The U.S. Coast Guard in Alaska said that crew members rescued a man whose homemade duct-taped watercraft was taken on water.
He made a boat out of duct tape and something?
Yeah. It wasn't working too well for him. The Coast Guard Station Juneau said the 32-year-old man was attempting to get to Point Bishop by rowing in the channel in his inflatable boat. That's how they described
it.
But it said it was taken on water, and they transported the man and his dog to the harbor.
Yeah, the guy's got his dog with him. He's got, like, a kayak paddle.
Huh. Yeah.
And a whole bunch of personal belongings on the back of what appears to be just something made, like it's entirely cased in duct tape. It looks like the cardboard boats that
we used to build.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Look at this. Yeah, the boat building competition or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't working for him. He's sitting Indian style in the middle of it. Crisscross applesauce, I guess is what you're supposed to call it now.
Yeah, well, he doesn't appear to be... he didn't ask for help. They took it upon themselves to go out there and rescue the guy from
when
the middle of the strait.
When it starts taking on water, though.
Yeah, it's a
wild
fluid situation.
Yeah. Just taking my dog on a trip? What, everybody else does it?
Look at that.
You know, if you want to be a dumbass, that's fine, but don't include your dog.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, both of you are going down, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, finally this. This I love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. A bonehead named Ezekiel Stevenson was arrested in South Carolina after pulling a driver from the driver's car during a hospital visit. He basically is trying to carjack the car. Mm-hmm. They're in a hospital parking lot. Nice. Real nice.
Yeah, really.
Pulls the dude out of his car, attempts to steal the car. Well, it's one of those cars with the keyless entry. You just got to have the fob on you, so the keys aren't in the ignition. They're on the guy, right?
Yeah.
So he gets in the car. he gets in the car, and the guy with the key fob locks the doors. And then the dude, he can't start the car. He can't, if I stand far enough away, you can't start the car. Every time the guy went to get out of the car, he would lock the doors real fast. Click, 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 click. They're playing like this little game. Until the cops showed up. Thanks to a feature called a proximity key. Standoff. Driver was using the fob to lock and unlock the doors to confound the guy that was trying to steal the car. managed to confuse him enough that he finally just gave up on stealing the car, ran into the woods, the cops shot him. Got him and shot him because he turned on him.
Wow.
He's going to jail. Click, 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 click.
I just like want
to
get out.
It's like giving your keys to a toddler. Click, 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 click. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it's called
Stupid News.